It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rihanna declined an offer to headline the Super Bowl 53 halftime show because she supports Colin Kaepernick. A source said the NFL and CBS really wanted Rihanna to be next year's performer in ATL. They offered it to her, but she said no because of the kneeling controversy. Apparently, she doesn't agree with the NFL's stance. So after she passed on the halftime offer, the NFL extended that offer to Maroon 5, and then now Cardi B might be the social guest during Maroon 5's set and do Girls Like You with
them.
They're
going to need Cardi B to be out
there. I am so disappointed. I can't even tell you. Rihanna live is like on my bucket list, so I would have at least liked to have seen her for the Super Bowl. It would have been so great. I wish you would reconsider. It would be fantastic. I mean, so many hits, so many songs.
Who knows?
I like her so much better than Maroon 5.
If Kanye can bring President Trump and Kanye and the NFL together, anything's possible, Alex.
Anything is possible.
It might happen.
Kendall Jenner called out TMZ after the entertainment outlet published a little too much information about her stalker situation. She had another stalker show up at her home this week after she realized that she did not have security surrounding the entire perimeter of her property. He reportedly gained access to her front porch after sneaking in through a remote mountain passageway and waited for the supermodel to come out. TMZ broke the story, publishing pretty exact details about where her house is located and linking to stories about where she was living and where the gaps in her security were. What kind of idiots are they?
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
So Jenner posted an angry tweet at TMZ yesterday for detailing her whereabouts. She said, "And how do you guys think that these terrifying people know where my house is? It's because you release not only photos but my location. It's so beyond unsafe. Is this not our 1 ounce of privacy that we can get? I understand what I've signed up for, but when you release the exact location of where I live, that is when you're putting my life in danger. Your home is your safe haven, but for me, because of outlets like you, my home is anything but. You should be ashamed of yourself."
I agree with her on that.
I think she's right, too. TMZ has not even taken the story down after her complaint, and so far, they haven't even addressed what she said.
No, they want web hits now because we're talking about it.
It's not good.
Kendall Jenner is my savior.
Well, you better go protect her.
Leah Remini is going to take on Jehovah's Witnesses in season 3 of Scientology in the Aftermath. A&E has announced the air date for her 2-hour special about Jehovah's Witnesses. The program, which will air on November 13th at 9, which is going to be before the season 3 premiere of the Emmy-winning docuseries, and the preview special will include her speaking in depth with former Jehovah's Witnesses members. The actress says that they've received tons of letters saying, please look into the Jehovah's Witnesses. So a lot of people watch this Scientology show. It's like a huge thing people are into. So if you're into that, then you might be interested in that special.
All right, cool.
And yesterday, NSYNC launched their second official capsule merchandise collection. It's kind of like a throwback merch collection. It includes t-shirts, toddler apparel, a wine glass set, a coaster set, and even a bye-bye-bye doormat. The merchandise will only be on sale on NSYNC's website until October 26th. So get it now while you can. It'd be a good birthday or a Christmas gift.
Wait, I literally want to get a t-shirt and like rip it up into a crop top. That would be so cute.
They probably sell crop top versions. Who knows?
Doing this tonight. Probably don't think it's right. But baby, come on. Was that close?
That's so close.
Love you endlessly. Drink too much water, I gotta pee. So,
oh my gosh.
We're gonna say that's the end of the garbage. Come on.